What does it mean to be in the eighth grade and sure you're in love? How do you know? What do you do? How can you tell? Let's ask David Bowles to read from one of the poems that tell the story of Joanna and Gero in his new novel for young readers, They Call Her Fregona.
I'll be your girlfriend. That's what she said. So I haven't needed to define this relationship. We make our feelings clear with detallitos, all the little things that speak louder than words. Like when I meet her outside of class one day and bend down to tie her loose shoelace. Or when we're walking home and I step too close to the road just as a semi-truck speeds by and she yanks me onto the grass. Or when we stop at the dollar store to buy ingredients for spaghetti, which we cook together at my house because my family's at the dentist. Or when I find her standing alone one morning, a block from school, looking sad. So I hug her from behind till she leans back into me, sighing. Or when one of Snake's minions trips me in the hall, but she catches me, and everyone applauds, she slowly pulls me straight, looking into my eyes. I'm a poet, but all these small gestures say more than any words I could arrange.
David Bowles, the award-winning author from South Texas, who has set his books in that special place along the Mexico-U.S. border, joins us now from the Rio Grande Valley. Thank you so much for being with us.
No, it's a delight, Scott. Thank you so much.
The young woman at the center of the story, Joanna Padilla Benvenides, has been in some of your other works, most notably They Call Me Gero.
Right.
What did she do that said to you, I need my own story told too?
Part of it was readers. Early on, after They Call Me Gero came out and I was doing school visits in different places, young women would come up after my presentation and congratulate me and tell me how much they liked the book, but then ask me if I was going to write a sequel. And when I said I was thinking about it, they said, you need to focus it on Joanna because she's the best character in the book. And when your readers ask for something, you'd be a fool not to follow their lead.
Mm. And tell us about that that nickname she carries, Fregona.
Yeah, Fregona in Mexican Spanish is a nickname that means tough girl. It comes from the verb fregar, which literally means to scrub, but has come to be a euphemism for other words and basically means to be tough, to be maybe a little annoying, to be hard. And she gets this nickname because, you know, she confronts life that way. She wants to protect the people that she loves, her family, and so forth. And it makes her seem a bit cold and distant to people. But Güero can see past that at the special warmth that's inside of her. And their relationship is all about discovering each other.
The story is sweet in so many ways, and it also gets tough. First day of eighth grade, something startling happens, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Joanna's father is undocumented, and because of some outstanding warrants and things like that for speeding, he's picked up in an ICE raid and deportation proceedings begin. You know, it really puts a strain, obviously, on the romantic relationship between Güero and Fregona, but on the entire town. In the first book, I was really trying to explore, you know, Güero's love of poetry and how he uses it to celebrate his community and find solidarity, even though, because he's a light-skinned Mexican-American, he has more privilege than perhaps most people in his community. And in this book, I really wanted to flip that on its head and show like the stresses and cracks within the community that begin to show when half of the town is advocating for Mr. Padilla to be allowed to stay in the country and the other half wants him to be deported. So yeah, I mean, it becomes a story not just about the hardships Joanna goes through and how Güero has to learn that he can't fix her problems for her, but also a lesson in no matter how much we love them, the communities we live in, if you flip those stones over, there are worms and cockroaches beneath.
Mm. Güero really wants to be of help, but it's hard for somebody who's in eighth grade, or for that matter, somebody who's 80, to be of help in a situation like this, isn't there?
Yeah, it is really hard. And, you know, especially men, I don't want to generalize, but men tend to be socialized to be problem solvers, to fix things. I know that that's the way I was raised. And Güero has to find, just as I have found over the years, that that doesn't always work, that sometimes you just need to listen. Sometimes you just need to be there for the people that are hurting, and that your attempt to help them could actually make things worse. And that's what, you know, Weddle discovers, because he does make things worse, unfortunately. Yeah.
And that raises a question that the journalist in me has to ask. What happens to Joanna and her family is wrenching, but what are authorities supposed to do? And about half Border Patrol agents are from Hispanic families along the border.
Yeah.
When well-known laws are violated.
One of the conversations I have with people a lot is the difference between breaking a law and being a criminal. Criminalizing people's search for a better life is problematic. And so, you know, for the longest time, I mean, my family on the Mexican-American side has lived on the border for 2.5 centuries. And we have always had a place for people who needed refuge here. And it's only been in recent years that things have tightened up to the point where we can no longer provide shelter to those people, not easily anyway. And so, you know, I always argue in favor of reforming these laws and making it easier for people along the border to take care of their own being people who come to the border in search of a better life.
You write so vividly about communities around the border in South Texas. Do you hope that young readers in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Vermont find something in your verse and your story too?
I sure do. I mean, obviously, when I write about the border, I'm writing for border kids primarily. But I'm a big believer in this essential fact that the universal rises from the specific, and that by writing about stories that are rooted in the geography and culture and language of this place, I am giving people outside of my community a glimpse at the very human lives that we live that will, I think, resonate with them just as their lives resonate with us. I'm a firm and staunch believer in avoiding this kind of homogenous, fictional, bland kind of version of the U.S. in favor of stories that are rooted in the specificity of each one of our variegated regions. We have such, you know, beautiful diversity, even within the white community across the country. And it's really important to me that those specific stories be told, because they will resonate.
David Bowles, his novel, they call her Fregona, A Border Kid's Poems. Thank you so much for being with us.
Likewise. Thanks a lot.